good morning. 8:16, it's Brock, it's Hunter. Today, mostly sunny. High of 75 tonight, clear, comfortable, low of 53. Gonna be a nice day. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
You know the book that OJ wrote saying, I didn't do it, but if I did, here's how, basically. Yeah. He admitted to...
It's a weird thing.
It's just a terrible thing.
What do you...
So don't write a book about your crimes, basically, is what I'm getting at. There's a 68-year-old romance author named Nancy Crampton Brophy, who lives in Beaverton, Oregon. A lot of names going on in there.
Wait, say it again.
Nancy Crampton Brophy.
From Beaverton.
From Beaverton, Oregon. She once wrote a novel called The Wrong Husband.
Ooh. She had a period while she wrote that?
Well, now she's accused of murdering her husband in real life.
Hey.
Nancy and her husband, Daniel, had been married for 27 years. He was a chef who taught at a culinary school, and back in June, his students found him in his classroom where he'd been shot and killed.
Jeez.
And after the investigation, the cops arrested Nancy last week. They haven't released what her possible motive might have been. That's Nancy right there.
Yes. Watch the movie Misery a few times.
She, she definitely looks like the murder your husband type of lady right there.
What up, Kathy Bates?
It was a dark, dreary night. He was the wrong husband.
He made me a bad meal. And so I murdered him.
Murder. First of all, don't kill people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really the big thing. But I guess if it happens, don't write a book on how you killed him.
You know?
Maybe just a thought.
Probably not the smartest thing.
I don't know why you would ever think it was me that did it. You wrote a book called The Wrong Husband, lady.
Well, let's hear. Let's open your books up to page 27, and let's go through this.
Just lays it out. All right. Like, wait a minute.
This is actually word for word of actually what happened.
Good read.
You know?
Good book. I think it's the number one bestseller.
Good God, lady.